What do we want from ARK Survival Ascended?
Good question, Anthony.
That is a good question.
Yeah, because we're going back. We soon think, yeah, we decided, all right, let's pull the trigger. Let's go back to ARK.
And I'm going back. I did ARK for 5 years.
Yeah.
It was a long time, a long run.
How big was your break?
Whoa.
The entirety of Grounded.
With Sea of Thieves, yeah. Grounded, Rust, and Gen Zero.
Was it a couple years, though?
At least, yeah. It was like
yeah.
So a good
last
break.
Last couple three, yeah.
Yeah.
And we should be playing it this week with all new PCs.
Yep. We got new PCs from Zydex, sponsored by Zydex.
Yeah, yeah. Zydex hooking us up. Yeah. So, I mean, I think what has me most excited about it is just the way the game looks now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yeah, with a new PC, it's like, good God, that's going to look pretty. And I've seen some people do, like, what you can do now with the cinematic tools is like, oh, wow, that looks really good.
Yeah. Remember when you pulled up that camera mode or whatever, photograph mode or whatever?
Yeah, we were playing with it when it first came out.
And that was what made me go, all right.
Okay.
And it's crazy. And that's like, that has nothing to do with gameplay or whatever. It's just like seeing that made me excited to do it.
Yeah. Is that the one with the smoothness now? Like, you
yeah.
can smoothly look around?
Yeah. And, no, okay. It's going to be interesting when we're all in there following somebody around. I mean, we obviously got to play with it a bunch
I'm
more.
Still getting into it. And
but,
learning.
Oh my God, it's going to look pretty.
It's going to look pretty.
Yeah, it is.
We got new 4K monitors coming.
Hell yeah.
This is going to be the first official series fully in 4K.
Look at us. Look at us jumping into the future.
About time.
2013 is here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing it.
But for this game, you need the new computers to play it because our current ones would not run at 4K at anything you would want to watch.
Right. No, so we'll be doing this on ultra shit.
Hopefully, yeah. It's going
That's
to look
exciting.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm. That is exciting.
Yes,
okay.
And Neebs isn't here. Neebs has been playing the most of it.
Yeah, he's been playing solo at home.
Neebs is the most excited to get back into it.
Sure.
Yeah. He genuinely loves like the end game. He likes the game.
Yeah.
I like the game when you're just like surviving on a beach. It's the end game stuff that I'm like, I don't even want to touch. Mm-hmm. I don't care. But I want to focus more on building in this series.
Yeah.
Like I really want to like, all right, pick locations and go like, all right, I'm going to build something cool in this location.
Awesome.
And the building is supposed to be much, much, much better.
It was.
I mean,
you've
tested. So, I mean, that's a big deal.
It's been streamlined. There's less of having to spawn each individual item. So like one wall can be the wall, the door, the window, this, that, you know.
It's much easier.
Has
there been any changes since? Because it's been out for a minute.
There was that community modded map, not mod, community made map that released for the game.
Yeah, that's what, Svartalfheim or something like that?
Something like that.
I was more intrigued than that, but
we can look at it.
We should look at it just for it to be different.
I know we talked about going to the island.
Well, the island's different.
Yeah, I know.
The island is
We've
the one
We've never
map.
Done the island.
We did it for like 3 or 4 episodes.
Right.
Okay. Right, that's the
early
thing.
Days. Thick edited those actually. Like he did that until you guys went to the center for a few. And then I took over right then. So I've never actually done the island myself.
Okay.
Yeah. I would think the island, I've heard about it for so long. I think that's the way to go because people have talked about it for so long too.
All right. Majority, you got it.
But we can go to that new map as well. I'm glad
that's
that
true.
There's two.
We can start on the island and then I know they were going to release the Ascended version of Scorched Earth.
Yeah.
That's coming. I don't know if I have any desire to go back to Scorched Earth. It's all desert.
We did that well.
Yeah. It's like, oh.
That's when I came in, I believe.
Yes, you flew a dragon in.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
In full-on
like,
cheap
hello.
Mode. Yeah.
How long did you not play?
I mean, up until then.
It was all of the center.
And it was like not even the beginning of that
series.
So 100 episodes or something, maybe?
Maybe.
At least 50.
I loved every bit of it. Listen, I'm excited about getting into I'm okay. I was the naysayer.
I mean, I was a bit of a naysayer too because I do not like ARK's end game, like the later when you got to go into caves and shit. I'm just like I don't find any of that fun.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think that's where we left ARK off. Everyone kind of with a sour taste in their mouth because of Genesis 2.
Yeah, that's unfair.
That map did suck.
Yeah. Now, mind you, I enjoyed the end of Genesis 2. But that's because I came in to edit the last few episodes and we just gave up on caring about the game.
Right.
And we did silly stuff like the Halo episode and the D-Story Neebs episode.
Right. So I think we focus more on that aspect.
I want to carry
like,
more.
Let's just get in and just have some fun and not worry about trying to go into caves and find what are they? The artifacts.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No.
Screw all that.
Our own shit. Make our own fun. Yep. And our own, you know, whether it be stupid competitions or whatever it is, you know, something.
Yeah. I've been saying if we make a slingshot, let's do a bit about the slingshot. You know, I think as we played Ark, a lot of times it came up, we've done it. We've done it. Why are we going to tame a raptor again? Why are we going to tame this again? But I think we reset. Let's do everything again and see what happens.
Sure.
It's fun. Let's focus on the little stuff, the little adventures.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's fine.
I want to see how many raptors I can get.
Okay.
Like, I want a pile of raptors following me everywhere I go.
Defend me.
Just yeah. So, yeah. Because I don't have great. To deal with any bullshit.
Yeah. Hell, I wouldn't mind starting a new, remember, you know, remember Simon? Our T-Rex army.
Oh, yeah.
Weren't they all Italian names?
Yeah, they like, sure were.
Yeah, Italian family. Tina was definitely in there. Yeah, there was a lot of stereotypical.
Sal. Yeah. That was fun, though. I enjoyed that more than any of the other times we played. Yeah. I think we had a good, because we were like role playing in the.
It's a gimmick. It's fun, though.
For sure.
You're doing it. I tamed dodos because it was fun for that reason.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fun. I have 40 of them now.
Having a flock, and then, you know, especially if they're pretty easily tameable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to do mods.
Maybe. I was going to bring that up next. Is yeah. There are several mods that, after you've seen that, like, add content to the maps.
Yes.
In a way. Yeah. You know, when you play Ark so many times, you go behind a waterfall, and there ain't nothing.
Right.
Nothing there. These mods will add little points of interest or things you can find and just flesh the world out a little bit.
I mean, okay. To me, that could easily fill so much of future episodes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Just something to engage with.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was always a big problem with the Ark's maps.
Right.
It's like, okay, it's like you got this big, beautiful map that you want to explore, mm-hmm. but there's no reward for exploring.
Right. Other it's than like, seeing yeah. the next great view, you're right. finding right. shit right. behind what seems like it would have shit behind.
Right. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's a waterfall. Oh, it's a cave behind the waterfall. What's in here? Nothing. Like, yeah. Why?
And that's why we defaulted to the artifacts as a thing to drive us, because it was a good way to do that. But other mods that might just add different dinosaurs or different abilities of a dinosaur. What if a crocodile spits fire now? React to that.
Or can fly.
Good luck. Yay. You know, yeah. I don't know if that's a thing. I'm just saying stuff like that.
Right.
It'll be a new reaction each time.
What about wingsuits?
What about wingsuits? What about
meaning them? Like if they're not already, or things that are only particular to one map that we could take and go, hey, you know what? Let's make sure that we can have wings. You
were
know,
those
not
particular
every
to one map?
I'm I not, thought I they were.
That's a good memory, Simon. I don't know.
I don't think so.
If that's the case,
But
I think they came out when one map came out. But I don't. But then I think you could use them across multiple maps.
Okay, I thought we only used them in one map. But anyway, there are some things I think that are only in, obviously with animals. It does happen. So hopefully,
yeah.
And hopefully we can add. I mean, as they keep adding more animals, I'm sure we can just go, okay, add those animals to our server.
Mm-hmm. I think we did that a little bit. Remember when I screwed up the magma dragons?
Oh, I do
and
remember.
They were everywhere.
Yeah,
they were.
Yep.
And they killed Neebs's
ladybug.
Lady.
That's like my favorite scene. You're flying around as terrible Iron Man.
Horrible Iron
Couldn't
Man.
Couldn't find them to help.
Couldn't use it well.
And they're running for their lives with hundreds of explosions. It was a great scene.
It was dramatic.
What I'd like with mods is if, Anthony, you're kind of show running this.
Yeah.
You kind of spearhead what mods to install on everyone's art game.
Right.
But don't tell us.
Let us surprise us.
Most of you will not know.
That'd be great.
Yeah. I think that's a genuine reaction.
Maybe
to something
maybe in the video, maybe this could be how you structure the video too. It's like, okay, you know, guys, in this episode, I've added this mod. Let's see how they react.
Freeze frame. It's like pause.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
this episode.
Okay.
They don't know that the alligators can grow 10 times their size
and breathe fire
and breathe fire
and fly
and then shrink.
Right. If that was really a mod,
if it's a mod,
that would be amazing if it was. But
just making it up.
Someone do that.
Now all of the dinosaurs are CJ from Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Yeah.
What that would be a great episode.
Why do my raptors look so weird? It's like, everyone looks like Shrek. What the fuck's happening?
Yeah.
We should build a coliseum and throw down bets for dinosaur fights.
Deal. Let's do it. It'd be like Pal World, Pokemon battles.
Sure. Be fun, huh?
Yeah.
Got a prize fighter.
I mean, that is fighting. Exactly the kind of thing. As many ways as we can, you know,
all the stupid
completely manipulate the world and go,
we're gonna have some
fun. Have some ideas. I'm excited to get back. The game's pretty. I haven't done Spectator in a while, which is where, you know, one of us breaks away in a camera. For Grounded, you guys did it yourselves. Gen Zero didn't have anything,
right?
Sea of Thieves didn't have anything, so it adds a bit of an artistic ability on my end to.
It's fun,
express.
You're more connected to it then,
and I also would like edit it when I'm recording it in a way. Like, I get the shot. Oh, they said that? Let me move. They said that? Let me move. It just, I missed that part, so.
Gotcha.
It's going to be fun.
You're going to have a pretty damn good camera.
Oh, yeah.
And for thumbnails and everything too, the thing looks
Yeah, great. Yeah. You can Arc makes it easy.
Yeah, you'll have all the tools you need.
Mm-hmm.
Jelly.
That's fun.
Okay. Going back. I was gonna go back for Arc 2. Where the hell's Arc 2? Technically, if anyone cares about the mythology and lore of Arc, technically the Arc series ended before Versus with you, Simon, with Vin Diesel and that teaser.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I added your hair to Vin Diesel and you're crashing into Arc 2. So what? How are we going to explain this?
Easily. It was a dream.
It was all a dream.
Or who cares?
It was like a stupid Marvel ending where it's like, right. Arc 2, we will be back.
We don't have to address that.
No.
In any way.
No, we're retconning it completely.
No, yeah, it might be.
Is that game even going to come out ever?
Probably not.
Yeah. Do people give a shit? I mean, it was exciting when they were starting to put some things out, but then it's crickets.
Yeah, after Arc Ascended, it kind of really quelled a lot of
It's interesting.
Hype.
Watch, we're going to start Arc Ascended, and it'll be out.
Arc 2 drops.
Arc 2 will drop, and we'll just teleport.
It's the hottest shit.
Yeah, the day.
Yep.
The day we start Arc Ascended. It's like, all right, Arc 2's out.
Well, you know what's good? We don't have a goal. We don't have the artifacts. We can end it whenever we want.
It's true.
The artifacts.
Arc 2's out. Let's go play it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
What do you think is going to come out first, GTA 6 or Arc 2?
We got Arc 2 before GTA 6.
Yeah,
I want to see
that's
those
my guess is Arc 2.
So you see this as something that we're completely breaking the wall hard when it comes down to like mods and going, okay, let's spawn in 20,
maybe
100 of these or 50 of these because it takes, which to me, doesn't have to not show HUD or not show our manipulation for it to, it could still be cinematic.
As long as you guys don't know, fine. Spawnings might be a bit much. I kind of want the game's mods to do it randomly and just see what happens.
Yeah.
But who knows? I might.
Keep it natural.
I might spawn something, but you don't know.
Right. Okay.
I'll tell you, it's happened
and
in 7 days
before.
And you're
not going to show it. Got it.
Jack's done it.
Jack has a problem.
Yeah. Oh, he likes to watch you guys suffer.
Yeah, Jack wants to see us die, which
Old
is great.
Giggling like Jack that. Over there.
I like that a lot.
Probably giggling when he spawns 25 zombies.
He is giggling. I hear him right
Tonight's
behind me.
Horde Knight's not too good. Let me add a few.
Oh, God. He's the worst.
But yeah.
He is the worst. He, you know, it was fun taking that little trip with him.
It was.
Yeah, you guys are lucky. You got to see Dune, too.
Yeah.
Early. Yep.
Yeah, and Jack got to go with us.
Yeah. He did. It was a bonding moment.
You guys got he got to go to L.A. before I ever did. It's been 10 years. Can I come on one of these trips?
You have been on a trip. I've been with you.
No, to San Francisco.
Oh, you poor kid.
To Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Oh, not to L.A.
But no, I was out of the country.
Not to L.A.
Yeah, all the times you've gone to L.A., and the amount of times you guys go, remember when we were in L.A.? I'm like, nope, never did it.
Yeah.
I'll get the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was excited.
No, I'm glad. Who did he get to meet? Who was that?
Oh.
Shroud?
Shit, Shroud.
Shroud. I heard he was geeking out about that.
He did geek out
That's
about
right,
it.
Yeah.
He was so happy, man. Just all smiles, Jack.
Good for him.
I had no idea who Shroud was.
Yeah,
I may
have
heard.
Jack was like, I've never been starstruck before, but I kind of am. I was like, what the fuck? I watch that guy all the time, or I used to. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's like, Neebs Gaming, who are they? Whatever.
Yeah.
Whoa, Shroud like, had a little posse around him. I think they were just other people at the event, but...
Yeah. That's a big name.
Yeah, I guess.
I've heard of him. Oh. I haven't really watched him, but I've heard of him.
I wish I would have asked which one he was.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
He puts up like Dr. Disrespect numbers of watching him stream.
From what I've heard, yeah, he's a big
like,
guy.
He's got like, you know, 15,000-20,000 people on the reg watching him stream.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
It really is.
Yeah, oh, it's a big old crowd. Yeah. 20K.
And to maintain that when you're streaming, you know, obviously we edit shit and, you know, we've got our wonderful community watching us stream and stuff, but like to maintain that amount,
it's crazy.
While you're streaming really is crazy if you think about it.
Oh yeah.
That's a lot of fucking people. Like it's more people than
We're at a Taylor Swift concert.
That's the first thing I popped into my head.
Yeah.
No, Taylor Swift is selling out 60,000.
60,000?
60.
She's selling out fucking stadiums.
Jesus Christ.
How is she not selling out
stadiums? Oh, yeah, you're right,
stadiums.
Though, because when I saw Metallica last year, it was like 60-some thousand, 70,000.
Can they
70,
fit that? Oh, I didn't know. I don't know.
Depends on what stadium.
Oh, you could fit fucking college stadiums, 100,000 people.
Yeah, it's true. There's some big stadiums out there.
Yeah. Sports. Sports is big business.
Right. Well, anyway. Shroud up your game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyways, I'm excited to get back to Arc.
Yeah.
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 Was there anything else?
Yeah, I was just trying
Let's
to figure
not leave out,
out
any details while we have Anthony here.
No, well, we're literally supposed to be starting the week that this podcast comes out.
Hopefully.
We're supposed to be recording, hopefully.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the that's
gotta
the
thing. Got
to get
all the new
crossed.
PCs up and running. Mm-hmm.
So, and if that's the case, then that would mean if that's on schedule in just a few weeks, you might be seeing episode
hopefully.
One.
Hopefully.
Maybe so. And the exciting part is like this is going to be the prettiest stuff you've seen from us.
Yeah, technically.
Technically.
That's why I wanted to do it with Arc Ascended. Like, if we did 7 days in 4K, it's like,
Yeah.
Arc Ascended, it's one of those games that actually looks bad if you don't have the settings on Ultra.
Yeah.
I've turned it down to play it at home, and I'm just like, this is this looks
gross.
Doesn't do it justice.
No,
right?
Not at all. You might as well play the old one.
No, it is pretty, so we can convey that.
Games, games are getting prettier and prettier.
Is It'll the be fighting art. Supposed to be, I forget.
Let's not talk about that.
Can, fighting in
not
the
that
game?
I know of.
You, what, but that maybe it's they not changed?
Maybe they changed. No, they did. It's not changed much. It's still just bite.
Yeah. That's my biggest thing.
Yeah, no, it's and that's because it is at its core, it is old Ark.
Yeah,
and it's just like it's just two creatures kind of biting inside of each other.
Yeah,
like there's no collision or anything. Maybe Ark 2 will have more of that.
I think Ark 2 is going to have more.
Yeah, I thought the hand in hand was
the
big issue. I thought that was changed, but maybe not.
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay, I know there's babies.
There are babies.
You got little babies
right.
Now
you
that you
steal
can steal.
Babies.
Yeah. Aww. Instead that of having to tame shit.
That's
I love that.
That's
oh, yeah.
Cool.
It's like, okay, we don't have to tame shit. You just see a baby, kill mama, take baby.
You're just going
to
have a house full of 100 Jerboas or
maybe.
100.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, I'm going to get all the Jerboas.
It's going to be straight weird.
But the fun will be not the combat. It'll be you guys dicking around in the Ark world. That's always been my favorite part. Action scenes are fine, but I like when you guys are just sitting in a room yelling at each other.
Yeah, that's common. Yeah,
that's the best part. So, let's capture those moments.
Okay.
Yeah. Have some fun. Get back in there.
All right.
All right. So, coming soon.
Yes. Anthony, everybody.
Anthony.
You are so good.
Okay. He's going back to his trailer.
And in his trailer, there's no doubt he'll be using Wi-Fi to traverse the internet, game, and what have you.
Of course.
But using public Wi-Fi is a horrible way to keep your online data and identity secure.
And that's why we all need NordVPN.
Damn right, because if you use public Wi-Fi on a regular basis, NordVPN is a must and will protect your connection on every network. And it's so easy to use. You could always be connected to it, or you could just connect with one click. And one of the many reasons I use Nord is to just be my backup, because it's easy to make a mistake. And it's crazy to think what just one wrong click can do to your computer or your bank account. But with NordVPN, they have the tools to protect you and reject the threats that come at you. And I just came up with that. So go to NordVPN.com/Neebs and get 4 extra months with a 2-year plan. And try it risk-free now with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's a 2-year plan plus 4 extra months. I smell a good deal. Thank you, NordVPN.
Yeah. We're also starting in Shrouded. I'm working on the first episode right
now. How's
it
going?
It's going good, yeah. I like the first episode. Still got some more to do on it, but yeah, that's going to be fun.
Are we recording that again soon?
We need to, yeah.
Just got to wait for him.
Old Neeblet.
Oh, Neebs.
Nope, sorry, Anthony.
Excuse me.
We all actually, right. According to Abstro, we got maybe an episode and a half.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm trying to keep these around 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's a pleasant discovery when you've got a little bit more, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You go, oh, all right, this is a good cut point, and now I have the first half in the next episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about game worlds. That game world is such a joy to explore to me because it really, you do get rewarded for exploration.
Okay.
It's like, it's like, oh, what's behind here? Oh, I found a chest. Oh, I found a cool weapon.
So
it's like, it's a little bit better than my old weapon. And even if it's not, you can tear that weapon apart and get money.
Okay.
So then you could use that money to upgrade the weapons you do like. It's like, oh, man.
All right.
And they released a roadmap recently. They're going to add a whole bunch of, like, more NPCs and what else? Hold on. Let me look at their roadmap real quick.
Yeah, give us the roadmap.
I have to play it a lot.
Right. It's
more.
Not in our head yet, Simon.
Not even close.
It's fresh to us.
Yeah, you
guys
have controls
and everything. We're just babies. It's going to take a minute for it to, like, sink in.
Yeah.
So you're not alone there, Simon. Believe me.
No, but there will be
frustrations.
Not that. I'm not even going to say what I'm going to say. I'm going to wait to do it. That's it. I'm going to just fuck talking about.
There
stuff.
Will be blood.
There will be blood.
Yeah.
But it is. It's a fun world.
It is. I'm excited to see more because I've seen very little, and I've seen kind of the amount I've seen like 3 separate times when it first dropped. That like. The demo.
Right.
And then another time I jumped in, played about the same amount, and now this time. So I played the beginning three times up, and, you know, up until about where we are. I'm ready to see some more shit.
Yeah, no, you'll be able to explore soon.
Yeah, good, good.
But yeah, they're going to add pets. Yeah. I guess a mountain biome, multiplayer
pets. What
pings.
Kind of pets did they say?
I have no idea.
So they just want a dog.
There'll be a dog.
Yeah, dog would be nice.
It'd be nice if there's a few options.
Oh, thank
too.
God. They're adding signs. That's one of my biggest things. Again, it's not, you know, you can't craft a sign
oh, gotcha.
You can write on.
Okay.
It's like, especially when inventory starts piling up, you go like, oh, fuck, what box was that?
Yeah.
What's in that box?
Something about, it's just a simple little no-brainer for a lot of these games. Like the addition of a pet, a little NPC freaking pet following you around just changes the whole vibe, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know,
it makes you care about, you got something to, you know.
Something.
You're
not
attached,
alone.
You're attached to this world a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure it'd also be nice, too. It'd be nice to be able to tell them where to sit and lay down, you know, when you, like, go to bed.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, you lay here. You
I mean, that's kind of Ark. I mean, Ark, you know, you end up having 1,000 pets.
That's true. It's true.
You're just taming so much shit.
That is true.
It'd be cool if you could send your pet to, like, a trainer for a week, and it comes back and it's got other tricks.
Yeah, it can roll over.
Yeah.
it's just gone for like a week.
But yeah, they're adding like townsfolk. Like a lot of the towns you come across are, you know, they're empty because that world's been destroyed. But yeah. I guess some of them are going to be actually populated.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, okay. We're adding in extra NPCs and shit.
Make
that world feel a little more lively.
Wonder how the game, like, overall is just. I mean, obviously they're adding more to it, but I wonder how many people are playing it.
I don't know.
You know, because like when something like that comes out, granted, it's going to be a different audience than a Helldivers 2 audience, but not necessarily.
No, not necessarily, because, yeah, I've been playing the shit out of Helldivers 2.
And that's kind of my point. So, like, a lot of these devs, when they drop a title like Enshrouded and then something like Helldivers 2 comes out, you know they're like, shit. Shit. Because it's a matter of, like, how much attention can you grab when you are the talk of the town?
Yeah, I mean, I still think Enshrouded, you know, it's like any of these games. They're going to have their audience.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we played the hell out of it. And we, you know, me and a group of friends, like, we're into survival games.
Yeah.
This came out. Nightingale came out. This, we jumped on, and we just loved the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
Like I said, and I still want to play more. And as long as we played it, like, I still haven't seen all the map. The map's gigantic.
That's great.
But yeah, it always feels very rewarding to explore. It's like, you know, let me go in these woods. Next thing you know, like, holy shit, I found a tavern, an old tavern that you could fix up. And like, you know, there's a little story in the tavern. There's chests. It's like,
does the map vary a bunch?
Yeah, it has different biomes for sure. It's got like, you know, kind of the grasslands where you start at.
Yeah.
And then as you go, you can get into sort of the deep woods.
Yeah.
Like big trees and like that biome, very rocky and mountainous. Then there's a plains biome where it's kind of grassy, but it's more hilly. And then there's a full-on desert biome
that you
can eventually get to.
Okay.
And yeah, just great locations. Yeah, I keep thinking about some of the spots I've been to. It's like, yeah, that map, I love that map.
Cool.
Because it's it's just a handcrafted map. And yeah, they did a good job over there at Enshrouded.
And you've been getting quite a bit more Helldivers 2 on?
Yeah, I've been loving Helldivers 2. Which, you know, it's odd. I usually don't like those type of games. So like live service type game. But I think what Helldivers 2 does right, a couple things. One, it doesn't focus much on story. There isn't much of a story. It's just, you're part of a war, go to war.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
And it does that in a comedic way, too, which is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they nail the comedy. That's the thing. It's like they do it perfectly, so that makes it so much better.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel like it's constantly trying to sell you something. Like a lot of these live service games, I feel like you pick up and you start playing it, and immediately they're just slamming you with ads to buy their currency it's like cosmetics and
battle
pass. Yeah, all that shit. And I hate it every time. It just leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
I don't remember when you brought this up. Probably wasn't the podcast or anything, but you talked about essentially there being this one guy.
That's kind of the dungeon master of the whole thing. From what I understand, his name's Joel.
Okay.
And he's just the guy over there that's in charge of, like, the battlefield.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, what are the robots doing next? What are the bugs doing next?
Yeah, the whole...
You know, what orders are we going to give the Helldivers? I mean, that's the thing. Yeah, story structure is so stupid and simple, it's wonderful.
And you told me about this recent thing that just happened as far as the, I guess a little bit of spoilers, but we did, because the video isn't out, but it's like, it's not spoilers, where we did the bug spray
thing. Yeah, there's a mission where you have to activate this thing and it releases a bunch of pesticide to try to, you know, beat the bugs. And it's like, okay, orders from Super Earth. You got to go and you got to activate these things. And if we do it, we take over this sector. It's like, all right, cool. But then I guess today or maybe yesterday, but they released another update. It was like, uh-oh, the pesticides are having consequences. Now some of the bugs can fly. And it's like, boom, now you got a new enemy type flying bugs.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It is great. But just, yeah, that thought process of like, all right, today we're doing this. Yeah. And then in a week, it's going to be this. It's like, all right.
That's pretty awesome.
They're telling a story, as dumb as it is, but it's a battlefield.
Yeah.
And you're a part of the battlefield. It's wonderful.
I mean, from there, I mean, couldn't you just imagine it just blowing up completely? Like, as a game developer, that's such a great way to do it, doing this, like, kind of, like, weekly narrative to the point where at the end of the season, quote-unquote the season, you know, you've got this big finale.
Yeah.
And you think that it's almost over until it has that cliffhanger for the next season.
Yeah, no, and then it's live service done right.
I thought of a new one for them. If they're listening, I'm sure they the Helldiver people. I'm sure Joel's. What's up, Joel?
Hey, Joel.
So obviously we have the insects, or the bugs, and we've got the automatons. And I heard like in Helldivers 1, there was a third.
Yeah, there's like an alien race.
Something.
Yeah.
Sure. And I'm sure this will probably include that and something else, but I thought of another faction that could come in.
What was that?
Zombified Helldivers that have died.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
So it's like a zombie mode, but it's like all these Helldivers that have fucking lost their lives.
Good.
And they've got like the shit that was on them. They don't really know how to use it because they're zombies. But like,
That'd be
it's
fun.
Like this.
They can shoot, but it's slow. But it's like everything else is slow. It's like,
and maybe not that good. Dun. And some have rocket packs they can kind of use.
Just a swarm.
Yeah.
What if they? Yeah. What if they could call in stratagems on you,
dude? And they kind. Yeah.
You see a ball, a green ball, land next to you. And like, oh shit,
Joel.
They're calling in zombie stratagems.
This is the way to go, Joel, down the road. Yeah. Don't rule it out.
That's so good. It's worth some money.
It's really fucking good, and I expect money. I will sue.
Right.
You guys all heard this now. And
it's officially our idea.
Yeah. It's our Helldivers.
It's Helldivers. It's us.
Yeah, it is our game. We developed
it. We've taken it.
Now, you know what else I appreciate about that game? No damage numbers.
Yeah.
It doesn't, like, to me, damage number, anytime I see damage numbers in a game, I feel like it's a lazy cop-out. It's like you shoot something and you just see, like, 10.
And my brain doesn't care because I don't know what the overall numbers they had in the first place were.
Yeah.
So I see numbers that mean nothing.
It's one of those things that some people do like to see, like, okay, how this gun I shoot, it does 10. And then, if I shoot with this gun, it's like, that gun does 13.
You're absolutely right. And I get that.
I get it in certain games, but with shooters, I never liked it.
A tiny health bar is fine.
Yeah, see, I don't even like that.
No, I know, but
you know, I think Helldivers 2, again, like, and that's why I've enjoyed it. It feels more immersive because you see your bullets doing damage.
You see what's happening to them.
Yeah, and so the bugs will bleed. Like, I know the Chargers, if you, like, shoot them enough, they'll start bleeding out. So you just know visually, I've damaged this thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's the way to do it. I mean, it's more work on a dev side.
Yeah.
It's like, you could do health bar and damage numbers, or just make it look like your characters are getting damaged. That tells the player that,
exactly.
Yes, they are being damaged.
No, that's the right way. Yeah. That's the right way, people.
Fucking
so good
numbers.
For you, Joel.
Good for the whole team. Like, they really,
of course, yeah.
Because the first Helldiver is like, I went and looked at it. I was like, what does the first one look like? It's like a top down
thing. I know.
Thing.
It's really different.
I'm like, wow, that's a whole different type of game.
They went balls in.
Yeah. They just said, all right, we're going to do this, but on, like, we're going to scale it up.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's wonderful.
And look forward to the Helldivers series coming on Max next year. I could see that.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe that's the thing. That story is so simple.
I know.
You really going to do a show on that?
No, they're not. I just made that up. But,
but being the spoof that it is would have a lot of opportunity for comedy.
And it's just Starship Troopers. We all know that.
Yeah, but the extreme of what it is,
it's
the obvious well-done spoof because anyone could spoof shit. It's just, to me, it's done great.
If they did a series, this is ridiculous. They had a series, but it was in line with the game, its development. Like if say it was like, you know, what was Game of Thrones was like every Sunday, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The release. If it was something like that, you couldn't watch them all just at once. And that episode, the most recent episode, tells you where that next week's
game
update is going to go as far as the if they were linked together successfully, that'd be an accomplishment.
That'd be a massive accomplishment.
And really something to fucking marvel at, I think.
That'd take a massive amount of coordination.
It really would. But fuck, if you could pull it off, that'd be amazing.
It would be, for someone to have both,
Because in the show,
mediums doing that?
In the series, you'd be seeing, like, everyone all week's been releasing the pesticide in that one mission we did.
Yeah.
And in the series, you see them doing that, and they're like, oh, shit, this isn't good. They can fly now. And then next week's update has flying insects. Like, fucking.
Yeah, I would be impressive enough just to do it from season to season.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're right.
You know, and it's just at that time.
But,
just
like,
go,
we're
like,
at the 2024, man. Like, it could happen.
Oh, yeah, it could.
100% could.
Yeah.
It could.
Yeah.
Joel?
It all depends on what age.
Jot that in your notebook, Joel.
Right.
Long
well, you think, you know, because even what we did with Battle Bit Friends, it's like that kid can turn that animation around pretty quick.
Right.
Stuff like that with mocap. It's like you could design a show where, you know, have some good scripts, 7-8 episodes, and then mocap a lot of it. I mean, with the Helldivers, you know, models.
Yeah.
Put the show together and have that released alongside the game, and it would probably do very well.
It inspire you and motivate you more along with the loose storyline they got going anyway.
Yeah, maybe we could team up with them. It's like,
I don't know
guys,
why not.
Come on. Let us write you scripts. We'll be voices.
We got to check our emails. Surely we've missed an email at some point. Surely.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Helldivers.
Oh, yeah. Games.
There's too many of them.
There are. I hate that Anthony's in the bathroom so long. He really takes his time in there.
Well, you gotta go.
He's not coming. He's not doing this. Oh, do you have to tinkle?
Because
he's gone. He left us.
Yeah, I know. He's in his trailer, which is the bathroom.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Make this year kick ass with a box of awesome from Bespoke Post every month. The box of awesome is filled with carefully chosen gear from the best small brands around the world. You want to see what I got this month? It's a Damascus steel knife made by Bucking Bear Knives. And Damascus steel knives are known for their extraordinary hardness because it's made with a wavy surface pattern produced by hammer welding strips of steel and iron filed by repeated heating and forging. And it's a work of art. I love it. And I'm going to use this every time I go camping. And whether you want to drink and eat more awesome, dress and travel more awesome, or just explore more awesome, the Box of Awesome is for you. So how do you get started? You take the quiz at boxofawesome.com, and your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. It's free to join, and they release new items every month across a ton of different categories, and 90% of everything that comes in your Box of Awesome is from a small and up-and-coming brand, and you get a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter code NEEBS at checkout for a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment. So where do you go? You go to boxofawesome.com and use code NEEBS.
Oh, he's coming out.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're going to turn this into a thing. Hey, Anthony, we were just talking about you.
What's going on?
This is how we do the podcast.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You know.
I guess you need content. Talk about
it's true. So.
Well, you mentioned Starship Troopers. It was funny. Like, I saw numbers-wise, Starship Troopers got a bump in views.
Of course it did.
Just because, like, and even Jack watched it. He had never seen it
before.
It was an old movie.
It's something about just being reminded about shit.
Yeah.
And it put it back in your head. You're like, oh, yeah, I like that. I haven't thought about that in a minute.
I haven't seen that movie in 20 years. Let me go back and watch that.
There was
see if it holds up.
A couple friends I ran into last night happened to be randomly talking about that movie called I think Neeb saw it, and it was about like this alternate kind of reality. It's the same reality, but like this one dude, I think it's a dude, is in this world that it's just our world, but he realizes that the Beatles don't exist. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Yesterday.
This movie? Yesterday. That's the...
I never saw it, but...
I never saw it either, but the fact that it came up in conversation last night reminded me, like, shit, I want to watch that. I heard it was
good,
but I would have forgotten about it forever if I never heard someone talk about it again. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the concept of that movie is just a guy wakes up and realizes no one's invented the Beatles.
Yeah.
It's just a, it's all in his head. That's
they
neat.
Didn't exist.
That's, yeah. So he
it's a fun concept for a movie. It's like, yeah, I want to watch that. That's
and
silly.
He wrote the songs, right?
I think so, yeah.
He tries to write the songs.
Well, yeah, he becomes famous because of them.
Oh, okay. Spoiler.
Yeah.
I think. That's it was in the trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Sorry.
Yeah. Great concept. The movie. He Googled them and they didn't come up on Google, so they don't exist. And like, he knows all the songs. But also, I heard that not just the Beatles were exempt from that, whatever. Things like Coca-Cola. There were like a bunch of things.
Just he just well-known brands that just don't exist all of a sudden.
Some stuff, yeah.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah, it's a cool idea. Hmm. Yeah, I haven't seen it. I'm going to watch that, I guess.
Man, that's like, I've always had a dumb idea, and it looks like it's actually being turned into a video game. Have you guys seen the trailer for Kingmaker?
No.
Kingmaker.
It's about... I should just play the trailer.
All right, play the trailer.
I should just play the trailer.
Yeah.
Did it let you down, or are you excited?
Oh, I'm super excited. Okay. I've always like had this like idea. It's like, that'd be cool if you could do that, and then like someone's making a game about it.
If you think you can stop him, you're already dead.
Oh, yeah. Makes me think of Army of Darkness, actually.
Yeah, a little bit.
So you're setting all of these all these players to automatically fight while you're amongst them.
Yeah, there's a moment in the trailer coming up. Yeah, grenade launchers.
It looks good.
Nah, this looks fun as hell.
Looks like Helldivers.
This is supposed to have co-op. But yeah, that, where you can zoom out and tell an army.
Yeah.
Like, no, oh yeah, you guys fuck go yeah. over here.
Stupid.
Exactly. Well, yeah, that concept of just being able to go back in time,
yeah,
and just bring modern weapons to a fucking medieval fight. Like, yeah, I'm in. That sounds amazing.
Or the future, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. It ends with kind of an intriguing, like, well, what's going on here?
Interesting.
It's
okay.
Like, it's so dumb.
Yep.
That I'm just like, yes, I want this game immediately.
Yeah, all right.
But yeah, apparently also supposed to be co-op, so you can hop in there with either a friend or friends. I don't know if multiple people can be in, but that'd be cool.
Yeah.
And it's coming soon.
2024, so sometime this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just one of the recent trailers I saw. I was like, wow, I'm in. This
I'm
game look
that.
Cool.
Pardon me while I take a tinkle.
Go for it. Get your tinkle on.
Tinkle. I started to try to play Poppy's Playtime 3.
Okay.
Because I was like, oh, for the dumpster, you know, maybe I'll give that a shot. And then I pretty much gave up after like 15 minutes. I'm like,
really?
This is going to be too hard.
Uh-oh.
It's like, I forget how long it took me to do the first one. And this is going to be so much more where I've just been discouraged. And I was just trying to figure something to talk about. So I figured I'd throw that out at
you. Poppy's Playtime. Are you playing any games solo at home right now?
Just 7 days, which I have now... I got...
Yeah, I did see you hop in that the other day.
Yeah. I was playing... I think I got, like, I have 5 episodes of that.
Oh, cool.
4 of them are done. The 5th one's I'm working on.
Is this just dumpster? Just you solo? Just
chilling
out?
Yeah, just, like, starting from nothing and just, you know, surviving.
I love that you've really taken to that game.
Yeah, it is definitely the only thing that I would want to go in as of right now. I want there to be more, though, that I would go in willingly to survive.
Which game?
7 days.
Sure.
Yeah. Like I'm doing that and I'm enjoying it.
Well, hey, anytime you see us playing like Enshrouded or something, man, just hop in.
Oh, on the dumpster?
Yeah, for the dumpster, but Enshrouded I have to get familiar with and kind of fall in love with it. I want to fall in love with other games. I don't want it to just be 7 days.
Yeah.
But it is just 7 days for me right now, like the most in love with any game I've ever been.
Yeah.
Is that one.
I'm with you on that. Hey, we finished It Takes Two.
Yeah, we did.
For the dumpster.
Man, that was something.
Yeah, what an accomplishment of a game.
That game's great.
It's really something.
It was so good.
Yeah.
They don't let you get bored.
No.
At least I found it's like every level you get new toys to play with, and some new ability.
It's amazing how much love went into it, the attention to detail. And I was saying, like,
genius.
Just in some moments that you might see for a few moments.
Yeah.
And you're like, holy shit, they went all out for those few moments or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
No, it's a great game, yeah. If grab a friend and play It Takes Two.
Yeah, for sure.
It makes me want to play that team's other game. I never did. I think it's A Way Out I believe it's called.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one. It's like a prison break game.
Yeah.
But
we've talked about that.
Yeah. I mean, there could be a dumpster vid sometime. Just
checking
that out.
You know what?
Yeah.
That would be probably great. We actually saw them showing off that game when we were in California.
Yeah.
Right?
I remember that.
Yeah, we saw that guy speaking about it, and it looked interesting. I think it's just difficult.
Yeah, well, that's the type of game, from what I understand, it's chatty. It's even more chatty than It Takes Two.
Which makes sense, because...
Yeah, it's a story-driven thing.
Now, and there's a lot of other characters.
I'm okay with that if they are fucking one... I bet you it's got to be so much better, like less annoying.
Yeah, because we were annoyed at the characters in It Takes
Two.
Yeah,
the characters in It Takes Two. It is very...
I still hate them.
Horrible.
I hate them so much.
It's like...
I hate the book, too.
I want the kid to be happy. I just want the whole thing to be like, we're better off separate and like preaching to the fact that they need a divorce.
That's all we were doing.
And like, hey, I respect you. You respect me. Things didn't work out. Right. Let's go separate. And that's fine. Let's love our daughter. Let's make this work.
Yes.
Not fucking, I'm thinking they're going to just break up again. Yeah. It's going to be so much worse.
They're a wreck.
Somebody's going to be ending up dead.
They did not communicate about anything.
Awful.
Yeah.
No, just buying shit, both of them.
Oh, man.
Not telling each other. It's a recipe for disaster. They don't deserve
it. Yeah, no, it's not the couple you look towards.
Kid was creepy as fuck, too.
Creepy ass weird kid. Great game.
Great.
It's an amazing
game.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Really cool that is what it is. Well, it's like the story. I'm like, I wouldn't have done that. Oh, but gameplay wise, you can't knock it. It is fun to play.
That book can suck it.
Like, I liked the book for the first like 20%. I was like, this guy's fun. Hey, look at you making me smile.
Hey, everybody.
And then it went bad.
Yeah, still great game.
It's dawned on me. I haven't played it. I just watched Neebs and Thick play.
Yeah, that must have been something.
Yeah, it was. It was great. But I never got to play it myself, except for maybe like one or two parts.
So we did it in probably six or seven, maybe eight chunks.
Yeah.
Simon and I. And what was great about that is like coming back to it after maybe a month in between or more.
More.
It's obviously basic gameplay, but like every level you'd have new features.
Right.
So it was fresh enough every time that we're like, we didn't need to know what we were doing with whatever in the last level. It was always new. So
it's like, new level. And like, here, new toy.
Yeah. It worked out great for the way that we did it.
And sometimes within like 1 minute of gameplay, it would change like three different types of games that you're playing from different views.
One of those, that was great.
Just crazy, weird shit that was just so.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're in a side-scroller platformer.
Right,
and
you don't have time to get bored in that game.
They put about 40 games into that game.
It's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It went all out.
One where I was like, well, you would just, whatever it was, it's like you were a spider on a tree, and you're kind of wrapping around all the limbs, and the way you wrap around, the camera kind of follows you around. I'm like, you just had an entire game doing that.
Yeah.
It was just something appealing about just that. You remember that scene? Yeah, the way everything just twisted around, it was just like, just so, I don't know.
It was its own game like that. Yeah, it was cool.
Anyway, whatever.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
The goodest of stuff.
Lots of creativity in that one.
I had an interesting night last night.
What'd you do?
Well, the night prior, ran into a buddy of mine, Walker, from the old film industry. And so we lost, do you guys remember Dante? Bartender,
yeah,
who passed about six months ago.
Yeah,
well, I've got a little vial of his ashes now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Walker got some from the family, I guess, because Dante and Walker were like best friends, and nobody really wanted. It was a weird thing. Dante was a great guy, but like now Walker was in charge of the ashes, and I guess Dante wanted to be spread all over. So I was like, fuck, I'll get a little one of those vials. I'll put them somewhere. Yeah. So now I've got it, and it's just a matter of It's just interesting to have a friend's,
right?
A little bit of ashes.
Yeah.
I've never, my brother had like my parents' ashes and stuff like that. But like, it's like, what's up, Dante? but it's like it's sad that anyone dies, of course, Thick, whoever, anybody out there. But then you kind of just have to go to the celebrate them and be happy you ever knew them in the first place mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a friend who he has a necklace and with a little bit of his dad's ashes in the necklace.
Yeah.
And yeah. He wears it all the time. It's like, yeah, that's awesome.
I'm going to spread them somewhere. I just don't know where. But it was like, that wasn't my average evening getting some of my buddy's ashes.
Yeah. Getting yeah. His. Like, wow.
I want to get rid of the ashes because I'd feel like I'd be the guy that had the ashes of like a loved one around my around my neck. I lost it. It's like, oh, damn it. I fucking lost my ashes. And you got like that some kid playing with it, puts it in his fucking like, you know, like, oh, I found some jewelry.
Yeah.
That'd be a shitty thing to lose. You're like, oh, damn it.
Yeah, trust me, I'd lose it.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Death
Didn't
shit.
Want to bring anything down. I wasn't trying to.
No.
Just think what I've done. It's like, yeah, I tried to have a quiet weekend because our past few weekends have just been nuts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this was like, past weekend was nice. It was like the first weekend I've had was like, okay, we chill out. Tell you what, I did we did animated bad movie night.
And what was it?
We watched this Don Bluth film called Pebble and the Penguin, which is like, just this old, like, dumb animated thing. It's like Martin Short, and it's terrible.
Wow,
don't
Martin
watch
Short.
It.
What year?
Yeah.
If you were to guess.
If I had to guess, like, early 90s? Maybe?
Pebble and the Penguin.
Because in the 80s, he was on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
So you go like, yeah, maybe he was just trying to make some money.
Yeah, but it was like, we watched that, and then we ended up watching Heavy Metal, which I hadn't seen in, like, 15 years.
No, it's been since I was young.
That movie's great.
Yeah.
Like, it holds up. It's just a, four or five short stories.
It's called classic.
Yeah. I recommend everybody watch Heavy Metal. A lot of boobs in it. Animated boobs everywhere.
And who doesn't like an animated boob?
Once you get past that, it's like, man, it's just so creative and fun, and the music's good. It's like, god damn. Yeah, you can see why this is a cult classic.
There you go.
This is a fun movie.
Yeah. Well, people love that
shit. Yeah, we had a good time watching it. I was like, man, I didn't think it would be this engaging.
Yeah.
Because I was like, okay, it's going to be like animated boobs and stupid. It's going to be awful. I enjoyed it from start to finish.
Very nice.
Well, I don't know I don't think I've ever seen it. I've just seen little clips and snips.
Yeah.
Come.
It's worth a watch. It really is. It's a neat short stories.
Better than that Don Bluth piece of shit.
Man, I respect the fuck out of Don Bluth. Because he was one of those guys that were like, all right, fuck you, Disney, I'll do my own thing.
Yeah.
And he was a great animator. But yeah, it's like eventually, it caught up to him. Because he did like Secret of Nim, which was really good.
I love
that. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did a lot of good stuff early on. And then like, he ended up going, I think, too childish with his content. It's like, he was trying to be
that's
Disney.
That's where the money was.
I get it. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, hey, Disney's making a killing doing these kid films. I should make my films more kid friendly. But then you lost that charm that, like, I think Secret of Nim had, which it didn't feel like a Disney film, and that's what made it amazing.
It had an adult appeal to it as well, for sure.
Yeah, it's like that character felt real. Like, I was
invested.
It was
so well acted. Yeah. So well shot, everything.
Well, and it was, the acting was subtle. Like, you watch Pebble and the Penguin, it's Martin Short, and he's like, wow, I'm a crazy penguin. Blah, blah, blah. You watch Secret of Nim, and she's like, no, I'm trying to help my kid. She's talking like a normal person.
Yeah,
right.
Just grounds it in reality a lot more, even though it is a cartoon. It's about a mouse.
Right.
But it's just, it just feels better. I will say one thing about Pebble and the Penguin that I did like. Tim Curry is the voice of the villain. And anytime he's on screen, it's
just
wonderful.
Just kills it.
I mean, it's Tim Curry.
Yeah,
sure. He's great. And he's singing songs. It's like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's like, I'll get him. You know, he's doing that, just that Tim Curry, just.
What a nut.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
I listened to a podcast, well, the one I listened to, but it was about the, damn it, come on now. The, talk about cult classic, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Right.
Mm. And I've never seen that. I need to watch that one.
It's been
forever
for me. But
I've never seen the whole thing all the way through.
Obviously, it's what put him on the map.
Yeah,
and he was in the play version,
right?
Which was like not in a big theater or anything. So the fact that the fact that we got Tim Curry like we do or have, you know what I mean, was just by chance. I mean, it was one of those that because that play did so well over in the UK, I believe. Just one of those kind of crazy
chance things. You know, he happened to do the play and then he happened to do the movie version.
Yeah, and then people loved what he brought to it.
Yeah,
and
he's got an energy, man.
Game on.
Yeah.
For sure. He deserved it.
Thank God, he did. He's done so much shit.
Yeah.
Some good, some bad.
Yeah.
A lot of bad.
Yeah, for sure. Fuck it. He had a good time. Got paid.
Yeah. Still love his Command and Conquer. Spice.
That's hilarious.
I love that clip. The clip makes me so happy every time I watch it.
He's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know that one.
He plays a general in Command and Conquer. He's like the Russian general. And if you beat the Russian side, it's like a clip of him plays, and he's like,
I'm escaping to the one place that hasn't been corrupted by capitalism. Space!
Just it's the way he does it, and you see, like, if you watch the clip, you see Tim Curry almost break. Like, right. He realizes the line is so stupid.
Right.
It's just, but he goes for it, and it's one of just space.
It's pretty great.
Oh, God. Yeah, he was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in, Hunt for Red October, Home Alone 2.
Legend.
Legend. Oh, God, I hate that movie. That's one we watched at Bad Movie Night, I think, a while back. And yeah. I was just like, oh, my God.
It's not a great movie.
Oh, my God. This sucks.
He was great in Clue.
That's right.
Clue. Oh, fucking yeah. Clue.
Clue.
That's what I haven't watched.
Clue holds up.
Dude.
Like,
yeah.
For eight, that's the thing. For that was, 80 shit, man.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, it's hard. If I'm not mistaken, when that was released, there were different endings.
There were.
Yeah.
There were.
So, like, depending on what theater you went to, what.
It kind of backfired for them, apparently.
Well, wait.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, in the movie?
Yes.
When you watch it right now, there are different endings.
Right. But when you were in the theater,
you would only get
then,
one of them?
Yes. They weren't showing them all.
Okay, because when you watch them now, you get them all.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It goes like, or it could have been this. And then it goes
through
the whole thing.
Oh, that's how they do it. I was about to say, how do they pull that shit off? All right.
I believe.
Interesting.
That's what I remember.
No, you're absolutely right. Because talking about podcasts, one of them was about fucking Clue. And in the theater, it kind of backfired for whatever reason. But like, they wanted it to be a conversation starter. The random theatrical ending, which I think is great.
It's wonderful.
Which one did you catch? And you fucking saw a different ending. Go watch it again. Didn't really work that way, I guess, but whatever.
Yeah, because I mean, I could see that working, but if you and your friends all go to the same theater, you're just all going to see the same ending.
Yeah, of course. So you're not going to be talking.
Right.
Are you talking
that might work better
friends.
Nowadays.
Nowadays.
With the internet and shit.
Sure.
It's like, oh, God, wait, there's,
What? You liar? That's not how it ended,
it's
you
like,
idiot.
If a movie comes out and has like 10 different endings.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, what?
Yeah, exactly. You could do a whole season of something and it's each episode is a different ending.
Yeah. Yeah. You really, you could go nuts.
But the talent in that movie, like, they cast it so well.
Yeah.
Really impressive shit. I haven't seen that. I'm due for that.
I'm trying to think of anything else I've been watching. Did you guys see the Oscars?
I saw clips of the Oscars. I don't watch the damn Oscars.
I used to watch the Oscars. My brother ended up going he's like, this is the first year. He ended up watching he's like all but two films that were nominated for Best Of so he can have some sort of an opinion. And I love him. He's a character. I swear I've been pushing him to do a podcast forever.
Just get his bitch ass in here.
But he texted me because I guess at the end, Al Pacino came out.
Yeah.
And this wasn't, apparently it didn't make a lot of news, but the way my brother, was getting to me, he's like, did you just see that? And I'm like, texting me. I'm like, no, what are you talking about? He's like, Al Pacino did that. You should watch it.
I heard about it.
The next day, he kind of just, came out, started to talk a little bit, and then just kind of announced
the winner.
The winner. Instead of, I guess,
talking about the
ones that are up for it. Now they do it differently these days, where they actually throughout the night they focus on each film.
And apparently
for a
they've
minute.
Done that before.
They've done that before. Mm-hmm. It's been a thing for a while. So, but what was he supposed to do?
You just think
just
you would
like say the names. This one, and the winner is.
I don't know, man. People want to be up
it?
About something.
No, I didn't watch it.
It did seem.
Like I said, I saw clips. I saw the clip of John Cena coming out. Like, all right, that's pretty funny. And I saw the clip of Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger pointing out Michael Keaton as Batman.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Was it?
Adorable.
Yeah.
That annoyed me.
And then
that annoyed you?
It did. I watched it and I thought that they did a horrible job. I thought that,
they felt very off the cuff. It was just like, they knew they were supposed to do it, but it was, it's improv.
No, the delivery on Arnold Schwarzenegger annoyed me.
Yeah,
but
in the same note, I don't know what it is, man. It's not like I hate him or whatever. Something about John Cena trying to be funny bothers me, because he kind of acts like he's a comedic actor, and he's just, I don't know, he's just not funny to me. It's kind of like almost like The Rock, like certain people, like, dude, you're just not funny.
Yeah, well, see,
it's subjective.
Yeah, that is very subjective. Like, I've seen The Rock be funny. I'm sure John Cena's See, I don't watch a lot of John Cena movies. They're not. I'm not the demographic.
They're out there. He's doing well. I'm not a big fan of his. Yeah, like I've turned off a movie with him in it because I was like, he was kind of annoying me. But my God, if I was in a movie, no, I couldn't be because everyone would shut me off. I'm like 10 times more annoying.
That's so not true, Simon.
But he does. I feel this similarly. Yeah. But at the same time, I've also heard things recently. I guess he was on Stern a couple of times. But one of his, I guess, you know, I don't know. I heard some clips of him just talking about. He just seems so fucking
down
to earth.
I'm sure he's great.
Yeah, no, he seems like a genuine guy.
You know,
yeah.
comes from apparently like not much of anything and is such a positive dude.
Sorry, I'm not hating on him.
Guy, where I've then grown to, because otherwise before that I'd be like, ah, fuck John Cena.
Fuck him. I was thinking of like, I've seen him in something I've liked and I remembered it. It's the that one Suicide Squad movie that James Gunn did.
Okay.
John Cena plays, I think, Peacemaker?
Yeah.
Which I think has its own show too. The show's supposed to be good too, but the Suicide Squad movie, that one was good.
Okay.
And he was great in it.
All right.
So yeah. I'll recommend that one.
Not hating.
I still haven't seen the one that's considered good.
You
should.
I think
I should.
You'd like it.
And Peacemaker, my brother thinks that is, if you like John Cena, it's like it's a really good show.
Here's what's tripping me out, blowing my mind, and I've been looking for it for months now because, you know, I've been talking about, like, I want to see that Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah, I do
bad.
Too.
It won Best Visual Effects in the Oscars. It's like even riding along with this whole Oscar win and stuff like that, it's still not available, which is crazy.
That is so wild.
I look for it on Amazon. I was like, oh, it's not here yet.
While it's topical as fuck, more than it ever has been, won the award, and you still can't pay for it streaming-wise or anything. It's like someone's dropping the ball there. Something's weird about that.
Where was it made?
In Japan.
Yeah, why in the world wouldn't they be on that?
I don't know. And it was in the theaters for a long time. They even like extended it in the theaters in the States for a while. So it did well in the theaters.
It won Best VFX?
Shit. Yep, man. Exactly.
I want to see it just because, it's like I usually don't give a shit about Godzilla
Nor
movies,
would I.
But there's so much buzz about this. It was like, okay, shit, I'll watch this one.
Apparently the story is like proper deep and like really well acted and stuff like that. So there's like a lot more. And Godzilla is just an asshole.
Good
in this one, exactly.
Good,
it sounds perfect.
These Godzilla and Kong movies are trying to be like, oh, Godzilla's a hero. It's like he's a giant monster. What are you doing?
It's a cold-blooded fucking lizard.
How are you connecting to this?
Yeah,
to him.
The end of that movie is like he saved us. I'm like, thousands of people are dead. No one would have this reaction of like, this thing. Thank goodness he's here.
Yeah, let's wear t-shirts
Thanks,
with
him. Thanks, Godzilla. You're so great, Godzilla.
God damn it. Like, that's the way you do Godzilla. Like, yes, he's a prick.
Exactly.
He's a giant fucking monster.
And so at the same time, you would hope then, if he's a bad guy, I want to see him dead. But I guess they have to have the whole, like, he gets away.
I don't know.
Away.
I don't know how they work.
And
like
you're
that.
Like, okay, because, I mean, come on, you get a bad guy, the bad guy gets caught. So I have a feeling that this is just to be continued. It's going to have to just run away into the ocean.
I don't know.
And cross your fingers, and then it's to be continued.
Depends. They've killed him in some movies. The 1990 one.
I didn't know.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, I don't remember. Just don't remember.
I didn't actually watch.
They caught.
Any of that
shit. You know, they lured him onto the bridge, and then he got tangled in the bridge wires, and then they just hit him with like missiles from jets.
I hope everybody ate well.
What?
If you killed a big thing, like you gotta, that's a lot of meat. That's
it's like okay, yeah, it's like, yeah,
a lot of hunger in the world, you know?
Right? Yeah, you got a radioactive monster meat. Here you go.
Yeah, like how do you?
Okay, maybe King Kong.
Right.
King Kong steaks then.
Yeah, Kong steaks. I don't know if I want to eat anything from Godzilla.
You're right. All
right,
fuck Godzilla.
And who's eating the gorillas?
He's got a giant gorilla. It's world hunger, baby.
Yeah.
Well, we have regular gorillas all over the place.
Yeah,
we
but not giant
them.
Ones that just got shot.
You saw it, man.
Right.
Some good Kong jerky. Let's go.
We're talking a lot of food. So.
Yeah.
I don't know why you hate starving people so much.
They don't deserve the Kong meat. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
Would you eat King Kong meat? Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, please do.